part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
Man, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott, episode 78, part 2. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
What's this song called?
I'm a spy for the KGB. If it's more glass of wine, it'll increase my fee. I'm a capitalistic commie, and I do it for the money.
We gotta redo this.
And I love sex for free.
This is a great ending, though.
Yeah, it's. Hey, we were young, inexperienced.
That's out of sight, man. Wow.
So, John, you brought some early stuff in.
And, yeah.
So, I brought some early.
Early.
Knob Rocks. Now, Knob Rocks was created for a movie.
For the KGB.
And I was
jamming. And you're playing drums in that, too, right?
I'm playing drums in that. So we created this band for this movie, and then we had to write songs for the movie. So we wrote that song. Well, I wrote that song. It's about an American spy who's selling his secrets to the commies. He's a capitalist commie.
Nice.
And we recorded that. What we used to do is bass and drums, record that, and then go back and overdub the vocals and the guitar on a four-track Fostex with the old Radio Shack 1495
nice.
Mic.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Nice. Yeah, so that's Dan, my buddy Dan on bass.
When is he going to come in and be part of the show?
I talked to him, and he said he's one of these landscape engineers.
Yeah.
So it's getting into the slow season.
Architect, I thought.
Architect, there you go.
Engineer.
Whatever.
How do you engineer a landscape?
I don't know.
Well, I guess you could.
So he has a lot of free time in the winter, except if it snows, John, because he has the side business. Nice cough button. He has the side business where he plows snow.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm listening to that song, John, and listening to your earlier song that you played, you know, back in the day when we still had our roots. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, we probably could have made it as musicians.
Oh, yeah.
If we had nothing else to fall back on.
We had passion.
If we had passion, if we had...
But we had passion back then.
We did have passion, but we had other things to fall back on, and we
right.
didn't have confidence in ourselves.
Yeah, right.
Is the bottom line. It must have been. Because when you hear about Guns N' Roses or these other bands, they didn't have anything else going on.
No.
They had to make it in
Drugs.
Music, or they were going to be dead. And they made it in music.
Well, they're passionate about it. You ever, I got that... You got to check out that video I got, that punk video about that punk band that goes on tour.
I did see that.
They start hating each other. It's pretty good, and they live in some really fucked up places.
But yeah, you have to be willing to just accept that type of a lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Which at that time, you don't know what that's going to be. But excellent segue into
the
movie.
You know what's funny? Listen to this lick I'm playing here. Now sing your song.
Okay, hold on. I'm a spy for the KGB. If it's more classified, it'll increase my fee.
Does it sound similar?
It does, a little bit.
I never heard that tune before, and I almost stole it, I think.
Well, it's like Paul McCartney when he wrote Yesterday.
Scrambled Eggs.
And he went around and said,
eggs.
Hey, you've heard this before, haven't you? Because it sounds so familiar. And they're like, no, I've never heard that before. But Paul McCartney did.
We should redo this tune, man, or your tune.
Oh, no doubt.
Right
but
here.
It's
we could do it right
of,
here.
It's kind of out of...
I don't think so.
The Soviet Union folded.
I don't care. I think it's we'll change the words a little bit. I think it still is relevant. It's just like a remake of any song. I mean, you know, any song that comes out from the past. Right?
Right. Well, now that what we were talking about, if at that age we had decided to... we had the passion, but we didn't... what would you call it? Commitment, I guess? Because we had things to fall back on. I definitely had things to fall back
on.
Well,
it's tough. You got a lot of people going. I remember I really did want to make it as a drummer. And this is before I met my wife. And people would say, one of my bosses, dude, there's no life, man. That's no life. You're never going to make it. You got to be so lucky. You know, the naysayers.
Right,
I'm
right.
Like, fuck you, man. And I had my mullet, you know, I had the porn mustache
oh, no
going.
Doubt.
And I thought for sure, yeah, I could do this. But you know, it's also too you gotta be with the right people because you gotta.
Yeah, you do have to find the right people. But...
It's like playing golf or anything. If you're not playing with really good people, you don't get better because there's not like that competitive. That other passionate people that are, you know, kind of helping you along. You know what I'm saying?
That you're learning from.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think that would have happened if you and I, and we didn't even know each other at that time.
Right.
But if we made the decision that this is what we wanted to do, and we didn't do anything else but this, there would have been hard times, probably homeless at some point.
Yeah.
But I think we would have been doing something in music for a profession right now.
Right.
But for whatever reason.
Well, when you knock up the chick you're with, like I did and you did, you know.
Yeah, but I did that way after. No, that was way after the musical thing. So I started playing drums when I was 18. I was 18 when I started. Like 19 when I started playing guitar. So I was already late in the game. I did have inspiration because I heard that Eric Clapton started when he was 18.
Yeah.
But again, you get all this pressure from the family. Oh, you graduated high school. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to be a musician, man.
What?
Well, look at Phil, the guy who played bass here the other night.
You know, that's something I didn't even think of.
He's not working.
That's an excellent example. There's somebody who's dedicated himself to music. And
I think it's coming in your mic.
but he didn't make it.
No.
You know why? Because he hooked up with people like who had me. Things they can fall back on.
He hooked up with people like me, man, and
so
Marty.
Our advice to musicians, if you're a young musician.
Don't play with friends.
Don't play with friends, and you got to leave. Like, if you live in Pennsylvania, move to New York.
Get out.
Or go to Hollywood. You got to leave. And you got to dedicate your entire 24/7 to music.
And if you got to work as a playing in a wedding band or whatever just to pay the rent, do it.
And you know why I'm saying this, John?
It's because of the movie we saw
last night? Because of the movie we saw with Tenacious D.
Or Friday night? Did we see Friday night or last night?
We saw it last night. What is the name of the movie?
Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny.
Right, with Jack Black and who's the other guy?
Kyle Gass, man.
Kyle
What's
Gass,
the matter with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Kyle Gass. The one interesting thing for me about that movie was Jack Black, his character, which was JB.
I don't know
if it's Jack Black or not. But he, as a teenager, was total. And that opening scene, I thought was outstanding. The music, the whole setup, it was great. And he, as a teenager, his father was like, hey, fuck that. Fuck music. You need to do something that's going to be
right.
Morally and ethically amiable. Is that a word? To the church. And so Jack Black, as a young man, climbed out of his window. And
you
he went to Hollywood.
Bitch.
Yeah.
And music was his life, 24/7.
24/7.
And Kyle Gass, on the other hand, his parents supported him and gave it 15 years for him to become a musician. But these two hook up, and they're very passionate about about music. And I got to tell you, John, as far as a movie review,
I've been doing cock push-ups.
The opening musical scene.
Yeah.
I thought the music was great. I thought it was a great opening. And the ending, when Satan showed up, the ending with the music and the... But in between, I thought it was for shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some really slow, lame parts. But I was fucking...
There were funny things.
I just don't think I don't think Kyle Gass is an actor.
Not at all.
Not even... funny at all.
Not at all.
The kid that plays him is funnier than he was
right.
with the bald head.
Well, I think whoever decided to make him the person he was at the beginning of the movie before Jack Black figured it out, I don't know, that was a bad move. The other thing is Liam Lynch directed this movie.
Yeah.
And the direction really didn't pop out to me, but the editing, whoever edited, and I don't know who that was, I thought they did a totally shitty job.
Shit.
Total shit in editing this movie. It gives me inspiration, John. You and I hook up with Jack Black, and we can handle his next
shut
movie.
Up.
We can make a lot
shut
better
up.
Than
shut up.
This movie. I thought the opening scene was great. I thought the ending was great. In the middle, there was some good parts, and then there was some shit that just was like, come on, get on with it.
Cock push-ups?
Get on with it, man.
Lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up
off the
ground.
I love the fact that they incorporated cock push-ups, though.
I did like that. I'm like, hey, I've heard that before. Cock push-ups.
How did you like my part in it?
I loved your part, but let me ask you this, Satan.
What the fuck, man? Where did that come from?
That's Satan. Let me ask
you
this.
Satan, asshole. I heard you talking about me.
How did you feel about the guy from the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, portraying you in this movie?
Well, I thought he did a fantastic job, actually.
Yeah, I thought he did.
They asked me to do it, but I said, you can't afford me, man.
Right, and scheduling and all.
Yeah, it's tough around the holidays.
Well, what does it cost to get Satan? It costs your soul, right?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so who's going to give up their soul?
Right, who, you know.
That's stupid.
It's it's not stupid.
Well, let me ask you this, Satan. Let's say I...
Yeah, spit it out, man.
When we talk about giving up our souls...
Yeah.
That's basically going to hell, right?
Yeah. It's not Club Med.
if we're going to go to hell anyway, right?
Yeah,
like, let's say we're atheists and we're going to go to hell anyway. Why not sell our soul?
You guys are all fucked up, man.
Well, why not sell our soul then? To be rock gods.
I'm telling you. Well, it's not really worth it. You know, there's got to be a gamble. You know, we don't want some atheist that really doesn't believe in us, you know, or me or God. It's just not fun.
All right. So what you're saying is...
We want some fear, you know, real fear shit, you know.
Right, right. For the yin and the yang.
Right.
Got to get the yin and the yang.
It makes the world go round, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No doubt about that.
Yeah, I like that shit.
So did you get invited to the premiere?
Yeah, really. What happened there?
Well, I'm everywhere. I'm not really omnipotent like the Lord. I don't really have that kind of power. Mine is more of temptation. So I'm there in spirit, so to speak, you know. There's always a demon in my name. I know. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Dickhead.
Shut up!
Anyway, yeah.
Cock push-ups?
Yeah, I've been doing cock push-ups, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You packing? Packing some meat?
There's some drilling for oil, that's me, baby.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah, I got the big one. Big red one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, I'll send a demon in my stead. You know what I'm saying?
Not really.
It's not always me. It's always somebody I have to...
Right. It's one of your puppets.
Right, right.
So to speak.
Yeah, like a spawn of Satan, so to speak.
I see.
I have to jerk off and then fire one out, and the gravy of Satan turns into a little demon runs around.
So wait a minute. Every time you jerk off, you're creating little spawns of Satan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
So, like, they bounce off the ceiling and then they...
Actually, I had special ed down a while ago.
On his knees or what?
No, he was visiting, and I said...
He was visiting.
He noticed that we had all these clocks, you know, the hands spinning around on the clocks. And each clock represents somebody on Earth. And every time they jerk off, the hands go around one time.
Right.
And he said, "Hey, where the hell is Scott's?" I said, "That's upstairs. We're using it for a fan."
Oh, that's funny.
That shit kills me.
Yeah, that's funny. Fucker.
You're pretty funny, dude.
Yeah. Oh, hey, John.
Yeah, I let him talk every once in a while.
Yeah, no doubt.
You
I
might
can't
have
see
to
it.
Exercise him later.
Are you in
He's
the room?
He's getting a little fat. Get it? Exercise.
Well, what's that? You have
Demons.
Timing. You have timing.
Timing.
God doesn't have timing. Why is that?
Well,
is
know,
that because you exist in
temptation?
In the...
It's all about the temptation. Temptation is about timing. You know, you really gotta, you know... like, for instance, I was talking about these office parties.
Right. Christmas coming up. Yeah.
Without timing, they don't go down. You know, there's got to be a... You know what I'm saying? It's
no,
a double
really
entendre.
Oh, go down. Right.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha there. And that's like the Christmas season is a big season for the Lord and for Satan.
That's
is what
right.
you're saying. Because you're at all the office parties. You got the alcohol flowing.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting married bosses to pork in their admin assistants and so on. That's got to be exciting.
Whoa.
Whoa, what's going on?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, I think the Lord's coming.
Whoa. Coming in at a mighty wind. Hello?
Hello, yeah. Usually I come in on trumpets, but...
That is kind of a trumpet sound, isn't it?
Yeah, well, kind of. I was going for the scatological humor.
Wow.
I'll have to just chime in, too. I saw the Tenacious D movie, and...
It's good to hear from you, G.
Oh, hey. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Satan...
I'm here.
Bob. Yeah, you left your rubbers in the Escalade.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a problem because we get them mixed up with our rubbers.
Yeah, the J-Man is going to get in some trouble for that, I'm sure.
Because I don't know if you know this, listeners, but Bob pokes a hole in his rubber.
Shut up, ass. So,
we don't like to get them mixed up with ours, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I saw the Tenacious D movie as well, and I do have to say that I thought Dave Grohl did an admirable job as your Bob.
He had some really big-ass horns, though, didn't
Big-ass horns. Well, you file yours down, you know, because we like to go to the movies and cruise in the Escalade.
It doesn't look good in the Escalade, especially even with when you put the moon roof back.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, it's... It's a little, it's silly.
It is silly.
They want to know if I'm, are you going to one of those Comic-Cons?
I remember when we went to those.
Yeah,
that was a trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, no doubt.
But the other thing about the Dave Grohl characters, they had him in, like, goat's legs. What was that?
Well, that's just, sometimes that's the way I appear as a eunuch.
Well, of course, I know that, but it's very rare.
I know, but it scares the shit out of people, you know what I'm saying? And I'm also a lot bigger.
Well, that's what scares the shit out of me.
Don't you remember me in Legend?
Yeah, no doubt, with Tom Cruise. How about it?
No doubt.
No doubt about it. And let's just talk about other movies. You know, you had a big opening weekend with Tenacious D, but... I'm looking forward to the nativity, of course. That's about my son. Very well done movie. And you know, I don't know if you know this, Satan.
Which would be Joseph's stepson.
Right. But the female lead in the movie, she's 16 years old.
Yeah.
She's with child.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty
now
fine.
They're thinking it's this other guy that she's hooked up with.
Who? Who's that?
I don't know. I do know, but...
Joseph?
Because I know everything. No, it's not Joseph. Oh. It's her actor boyfriend. I don't want to give his name out. Oh. John and Scott don't like names to be given out on TTN.
You gotta give the bong.
Yeah, the bong. So anyway, they think it's him. But it's really not.
You fucking bitch!
I think it's about time that we brought Jesus back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, Revelations and all.
The second coming of Christ.
And speaking about, you know, if you want to stay on the topic of movies, Bob, Passion of the Christ, most outstanding.
Oh, yeah. They had me play a...
Box office.
A weird chick kind of guy. A strange, creepy, transsexual
receives,
in that movie. I'm sorry, go ahead. Did I interrupt you? God?
No, it's...
Big G?
It's understandable, Bob.
That's my thing, you know.
But Passion of the Christ, greatest movie of all time. And it's had to have made the most at the box office,
Of course. I prefer, like, The Exorcist and... The Omen, stuff like that.
Right.
And anytime I can send my demon seed. Oh, that's another movie, too. Demon Seed. Remember that?
Of course I do. I know everything.
When the machine fires a couple of rockets into some broad.
Well, let's get back to The Exorcist. Oh, The Exorcist, that was really my movie. Okay, Bob? I mean, you made an appearance, but in the end... God won out.
I don't think so.
Oh, no doubt about it.
No, I think we're going to have to square off, motherfucker. I think
we may have to square off.
Yeah. The preacher, I jumped into the preacher's body. He jumped and smashed his skull and face on the stone steps. But I just jumped into another body. I mean, what the fuck? That's what I do.
That's right.
That's what I
understand
do.
That. Keep jumping around. No problem.
You know.
All I'm saying is The Exorcist and The Passion of the Christ, the two greatest movies about the Lord.
I was the Lord's star power. In that movie.
How could I not forget Ten Commandments?
Oh, God.
I was the star. Yeah, Ten Commandments.
With Charlton Heston.
Yeah, the Jew wannabe.
That's right? When I was angry.
You remember when
I
Scott
was angry
said he was
then.
Jewish? Remember
yeah.
when Scott said he was
of course.
Jewish? What an idiot.
He was misguided. I prefer misguided.
No, right, right. Well, I think I got to take off, man.
All right. Well, I'm going to stick around a little
all right,
while.
You stick around a little bit.
You take off.
All
and
right.
When are we hooking up again? Next Wednesday? There's like
oh,
dollar
yeah.
beer night at Duffy's.
No doubt.
All right, then.
Well, make sure there's a... I want to see Clerks 2 in the Escalade, okay, on the way over there.
All right, I'll hook that right. up, no doubt.
All right. Well,
you
I'm
know what? I can even get Kevin Smith to be in the Escalade.
Oh, that sounds great, man.
And perform Clerks
All right. 2. All right, see you later.
All right, then.
All right, bye.
You know, because I am all powerful. I don't know if you know that,
No, no.
Oh, hey, John. Glad to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you, God.
It's me.
It's me, God.
That's right, John.
I got to get a God t-shirt.
What would it say, your God t-shirt? Of course, I know what it would say. I'm just asking it for the audience's benefit.
I'm with G.
Right, I'm with G. No doubt.
I have the Lord on my side.
I got to tell you, I was really impressed with the word whore, 77 part 3.
What do you think of Richard Dawson? Oh, go ahead.
That's all I wanted to say. I just hope she cuts down on the
smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she doesn't have a cigarette in her
mouth.
I
don't think the devil wants her to cut down.
Yeah. No doubt about
she
it.
She does a lot of sinning, if you know what I'm saying. You know?
Oh, fuck!
No doubt about it.
We got an audio clip of hers from last week.
Oh, I'd love to
Should
stick
we
around.
Play that?
And,
you want to check that out?
Of course, I've already heard it, but for the benefit of your listeners.
All right, here it is.
Decidedly male.
Pauly B doesn't count.
I know. His wife says so, too.
Are you married?
No.
His wife says so, too, that... Is it count up to 10?
Why are you asking?
Or just curious, because we we interviewed Pauly B quite a bit with lights and...
I know, and he's really mad at me.
Electrodes.
I'm sorry, I'm doodling.
He's mad at you, why? What are you doing, doodling?
Yes, I'm drawing breasts.
Because...
God is drawing breasts.
Just because. Have you heard Punky since they've been on the BT Pod show?
Yeah, I'm mad about that. What the
Why?
Fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
Why are you mad? What's the big deal?
Fucking sellouts?
No.
Yeah,
sellouts.
That's what I say.
I love it. No, really?
That's what I say.
A punk show that
Scott's
sellouts?
A big suck up.
Yeah, I'm a big
I
suck up.
I love you, Pauly B.
Because he drank so much and embarrassed
hey,
himself.
I think I made my clear on the last podcast.
You made
webcast.
Your clear. Yeah, you made your clear.
Yeah. I made my case clear. It is so anti-punk to hear that Adam Curry
made
on
his
the beginning and the end.
Clace clear.
I gotta hear that douchebag on my punky.
No doubt.
He's tarnishing my punky. And Pauly B and Tony Turner are way bigger than Adam Curry will
oh,
ever
I
be.
Oh, I agree.
He told me really interesting stuff about you guys.
He did?
Oh.
Like what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
About us guys.
No doubt.
You know, yeah, actually, that's a bonus clip.
Bonus clip.
Bonus clip there, G. And I'm glad you're still here. I wanted to ask you a question about the Richard Dawkins book.
Sure.
The God Delusion.
The God Delusion.
What do you think of The God Delusion?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't read it yet.
Of course,
I was the one who wrote it, but I haven't gotten around to reading it yet, so I really can't comment on it.
Well, Dawkins is saying you don't exist, period.
Of course I know what he's saying.
I just thought I'd give you a little summary, you know. You know, I know you got a lot going through your libido.
Right.
If you
well,
have
obviously
one.
He doesn't listen to this show, or he'd have to pull the book off the shelf, wouldn't he now?
Right.
That's right.
Right.
And I believe that, actually, I know that Scott called into the Penn show and spoke very articulately with Richard Dawkins.
And Penn was very upset with Scott.
Very
with
upset
Scott.
With Scott.
Yeah, said he was a bit of a smarmy character.
Smarmy, yes. Yeah. He said he was smarmy, and they actually hung up on him. But that's okay, you know, because I gave man free will. So I gave Richard Dawkins free will to say that God is a delusion. I don't have a problem with
that. That's where I have trouble with the whole free will thing. You gave man free will, yet they have to worship you in order to get to the kingdom of God.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, there's no free will if there's punishment and there's reward. It's immoral.
Well, that's all about ethics and morality. How else are you going to teach ethics and morality without smacking somebody upside the head when they don't do what they're supposed to do? That's how it works.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that taking the Lord's name in vain is a punishable offense.
It is.
I'm sorry, I forget. You're a jealous God.
I'm a very jealous God. That's one of the sins. But all you got to do,
John. How are
you
all loving then if you're a jealous God?
All you have to do is accept my son as your savior. And you can jerk off 24/7. You can be a serial rapist. You can pretty much do whatever you want. As long as you accept my son as your savior, you will walk with me. And maybe even hang with me and Jesus and Bob.
Oh,
when we hang out.
Yeah. Where the Bob?
No.
Oh.
Beelzebub.
Yeah, and cruise around in the Escalade. That'd be out to fucking sight, man.
It is out of sight.
Well, God, we got to take this to part 3. Is that okay?
Oh, I understand, but I got to get going.
All right.
You know, there's other things I have to do. I got to catch up on my man, Fred Phelps, make sure he's spewing out what I need him to. And I got to look in on my man, Haggard, who unfortunately was overcome by Bob.
He needs some help.
Definitely.
Bob's pretty powerful, man. He enters me all the time.
He's only powerful.
I don't mean he enters me from behind, but...
He's only powerful on weak-minded individuals.
That's not true.
That is true.
Are you saying Fred Phelps? Haggard?
If you are weak, Bob will never be able to penetrate.
He's never entered the W's mind.
No, never entered the W's. I have conversations with the W all the time.
That I know. It's got to be tough, man.
Yeah, I had to learn chimp to talk to him.
It's pretty good, God.
Thank you.
All right, well, it was good seeing you, man. Take care. Bye.
All right, then.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Wow. Satan and the Lord.
And the
Lord. Part 2 of 78.
Wow.
Talking about movies. Maybe we can get them into review movies as part of a...
Drive-in reviews with the Lord.
With the Lord and Satan.
And Bob.
That'd be out of sight, because they do seem to hang out a lot in the Escalade.
That's a good idea. We got to come up... I think we can probably summon them and get them in to do a bit. Or to do a bit, yeah, or maybe a promo, or to do some reviews,
right? Maybe review other podcasts. Or, I'm sorry, webcasts.
Yeah,
movies, books,
yeah,
whatever.
No doubt.
Bands.
That'd be out of sight. Well, we got to take it to part 3, which is the heavy metal episode. We still got comments to read. What else? I think we got some sound bites to play.
Comments. We got, I got some not the W stories, but W daughter stories.
W daughter.
And, then the word whore, I have my answer for the word whore.
Oh, and I think we have.
Which celebrity she,
we have some forum posts with answers to that too.
Potential answers.
Potential answers.
Because mine is the answer. You got to remember, John, I talk to the Lord.
That's right.
So I know. And so we'll discuss this, but I think next week we can actually use the time machine. We'll go back in time and we'll actually observe who the word whore was nailing celebrity-wise. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take it to part three and refresh our drinks. And if anybody's interested, give us a call in between at 847-TTNGIZD or 847-886-4493. Leave a message or call us while we're on the air. Call us right now. What are you doing? Give us a call. We'll be right back.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for...
Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.